Welcome to the Seven Figure Fundraising Podcast, the podcast where we discuss specific tactics and strategies to grow your nonprofit. I'm your host, Trevor Bragdon. Today's 5-minute fundraising tip is how to get your donors to talk about your nonprofit. So tell me if you've ever had this experience. You're reading a book or article and you come across some interesting fact or story and you can't wait to share it with somebody else. Maybe you put down the book and immediately tell your spouse or someone else who's in the room about that interesting fact. Well, what if your donors felt the same way when they read a message from you, an email, or a letter from your nonprofit? What if they couldn't wait to share some of the content that you just told them about? Well, it turns out creating shareable moments isn't magic, and there's actually a formula and a way to approach it in an intentional way. And one of the best people in the world at creating these really shareable nuggets and these shareable stories is the author Malcolm Gladwell. And he's written a whole bunch of books like Talking to Strangers, Outliers, The Tipping Point. And recently he just did a masterclass where he talked about his approach to writing. And in it, he tells about this concept where there's a difference between what we think about with an article or a story and what we talk about. And so because what we think about is complex and kind of sometimes a little messy, when someone says, well, what did you think of that movie you just saw? You tend to tell about one specific scene or one specific piece of that topic. So because he realized this, he, when he's writing these chapters of his book or these long New Yorker articles, he stops and intentionally thinks about, can I insert some little pieces of what he calls candy into the story or into the article that makes it easy to share and talk about it? So these areas or these things, these pieces of candy, really can fall into three big categories when you're creating communications from your nonprofit. The first is some fact that your donor thinks is true, but it's really the opposite. So maybe you're talking about the impact of the coronavirus in this third world country. You say you'd think that this population would really be hit hard, but it's really not the case. And then you tell some interesting fact that disproves that. The second area is a story that interrupts an expected pattern. So an example of this comes from a nonprofit we work with that does mission work in Haiti. And they tell the story about how when the pandemic started and the lockdowns happened, the Haitian churches couldn't live stream their services because there's no internet reliably in Haiti. So you'd think they'd really be set back. But instead, they improvised and they used the text messaging app, WhatsApp, and sent this message and recorded their messages and sent them out to their congregations who then shared them with lots of other people. So they actually had a bigger impact than they ever would have had if they'd just been meeting in person. The third category is a fact or a picture that's surprising. Something where it's really interesting and you want to tell about it, or you want to have someone come over and look on your phone or look on your computer and see that picture. So these aren't really hard, but they do take some intention and really thinking about it with your donor communication. So the next time you're sending an email or a letter to your donor, think about, can I tell them that something they think is true, but it's really the opposite? Or can I tell them a story that interrupts some expected pattern that they have? Or lastly, can I give them a surprising fact or picture that's really memorable to them? Try incorporating these three different strategies into your donor communications, and it'll help your donors talk about your nonprofit.
To get more fundraising tips, join our weekly newsletter, 5-Minute Fundraising. Each Wednesday at 8 a.m., we send out a short video with one specific tactic to improve your fundraising, plus links to content to grow and improve your nonprofit. To sign up, visit sevenfigurefundraising.com/newsletter. That's sevenfigurefundraising.com/newsletter. And one more thing, if you like today's episode, please share it with one person who would find it useful. Thanks a lot, and talk to you next time.